Welcome to Nana Brew the Podcast, Small Business Shenanigans.
What?
Indianapolis, Indiana.
Neptune!
Coming here from Studio One here at Books and Brew.
Unos.
Uptown Drive.
Funk you up.
Uptown Funk you up. Here at Nana Brew the Podcast, talking about doing business on a nanoscale. Come pick the fruit from the tree of knowledge that is Books and Brews.
Oh, spitting some knowledge for that ass.
Learn from our mistakes. Learn from our success.
And is our success.
Funky. All right, so we're rated earmuffs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Nana Brews rated earmuffs.
I was talking about a girl at the pool.
Yes, Yes. Yeah, we're going to say bad stuff. We're going to say words like ass.
Pussy.
Fuck.
Balls.
Wieners.
Shit.
Taint.
Dicks out for Harambe, dude.
Nutsack.
Chode.
Oh, that's a good one.
Titty.
Oh. Stretch scrotums.
Oh,
why are we like
dude, the bat wing? Oh. The bat wing?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, it's so veiny.
Oh.
Oh. Oh. Wow, all right.
It's already so inappropriate.
Yep.
I'm sorry, Mom. I really meant well.
Sorry, Mom.
I meant well in life.
I don't know how everything.
How did you come so far?
Yeah. Fall so far.
Yeah, put that in my tombstone. I tried so hard, Mom.
I tried so hard. I wanted
so hard.
I tried so hard and got so far.
Doesn't even matter.
All right, here at Nana Brew the Podcast, we're going to talk about old business.
Ooh, shit's ancient.
Ancient is
what happened? Aztecs. What happened last time?
I don't know what happened last time.
All right, dude.
We're going to art in your face.
Ooh.
Face.
It smells like art.
Oh, I might do my guilty pleasure of the week.
Ooh, naughty,
ooh,
naughty.
Bad boy,
Jason.
No, you stop it.
Stop it.
We're going to do the Wendy's beef of the week.
Beef.
I'm going to do my nano tip.
Ooh.
We're going to start off with old business, though.
We'll
do boom, gong, boom, boom. No business.
Back in the days.
Aztecs were building shit.
Stonehenge.
Sundials.
Dinosaurs.
The moon. Fucking Big Bang.
The Constitution.
Revolution.
Old business. So I have to say, one of the old businesses that we did... For one of our intros, we did—I can't remember which one it was. Maybe Nano Tip last week. We did like freestyle jazz.
Oh, yeah.
And
I forgot about that.
It was fucking hysterical. I just about swerved off the road and crashed my car listening to it, laughing so hard.
That's exactly what we're going for.
Oh my gosh! I'll tell you what else. So I was at our Zionsville location this morning. And Sarah Burns was in the house from Indiana on Tap.
Shout out, Sarah.
Yo, C. Burns, or S. Burns.
And I was doing...
Cyburns? Sarah with a C.
Sarah with a C, with not a C.
It's like Michael Sarah. It's C-E-R-A.
Yeah. Like Sierra, yes. The artist.
Oh.
That beat is supersonic, hypnotic.
My goodies, funky, my
fresh,
goodies.
Body, rock my body.
Just before I threw my step. Everybody. Yeah.
A chicken yeah. Like Jello make the boys say hello because they know I'm rocking the beat.
Woo!
Yeah.
Missy.
So.
The princess is here. Rewinds.
So.
We used to have to do a bouncing basketball routine when I went to Butler basketball camp. And you have to, you'd have to like. It was like.
I would love to see little Max at a sports camp.
Oh, like,
oh,
so
you're
like
kidding
a,
me!
It was like a stomp the yard like basketball
like
routine.
Scary Movie yeah. 2, where the Wayans brothers like it gets all black and they're like the old Nike commercial.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. That's exactly what it's like.
I was a Wayans brother for a moment.
Wow.
So Sarah comes around the corner and goes, "Well, I think the last episode, your last episode, is definitely the most inappropriate of all time." And I was like, "Wow, I thought we actually kind of restrained ourselves a little bit."
We just can't help ourselves.
I can, you know, that sound. You ever watch? No, it was before your time. Or maybe Nick at Night. You saw it, but name that tune.
Oh fuck yeah!
Like I can name that in one note. It'd be like, boop.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, Elvis Presley.
Yeah, I want to be like, you fucking cheater.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
You fucking cheater.
No way.
That could have been one of a million songs.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the melody to Funky
Town. That's the melody.
Beep beep boop boop. Doop boop beep beep boop.
So.
So.
Moral business. What else we got? What else we got?
Inappropriate.
Well, we talked about continuing education last time.
Yeah, that got. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was
it was good. Yeah. It just talked about, yeah, see, Josh is a smart dude. I went and listened to his podcast because he talked about his podcast called Launchpad.
Was it cleaner than ours?
Yeah, Launchpad McQuack.
Yeah, it is cleaner than ours.
Are you kidding me?
No, I mean, they say the F word a lot, but it's definitely, they don't talk about sodomizing Romans.
Which is the biggest flaw of that podcast.
Yeah, totally.
So he saved his filthy shit for our podcast.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, not always. He tells a lot of drunk stories about waking up in random spots, which is pretty funny, actually.
Yeah.
At least I've listened to two episodes. I was mowing the lawn, so I started listening. But the difference is he has actually super uber legitimate business people on his podcast.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
the one forces you to stray
there and stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, Scott Wise,
Richard Simmons.
That's the guy who does
owns all the Scotties.
Yeah.
Oh, and three Wisemen. So he had. It was 2015, and he was opening like 5 a year. Now he's going out of state, like Florida, Missouri.
Wow.
Yeah, he had 12 at that podcast, like 100 employees for each place. So he's like, yeah. Damn. Yeah, so you can imagine.
Well, we have Pete on our podcast.
We do.
We do have Pete.
Shout out, Pete.
Shout out, Pete.
Shout out,
the
Pete.
The Brew Genie.
The Brew Genie, dude.
And maybe you come up with a keg washer.
Well, yeah, also Brew Genie, just Brew Genie keg washing division.
Oh, it's a separate branch of the same
overall
umbrella. Corporation. Yes. Yeah, umbrella corporate. Yeah. Wow. Pete's diversifying his bonds.
Diversify yourself.
Yeah. Not to be confused with the Umbrella Corporation that turns everyone into zombies from...
Yeah, Resident Evil. Right?
Resident Evil. Yes. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, fuck those guys.
Mila Jovovich.
I mean, yep, that's what Pete's cool.
Pete's cool. He's
not quite as attractive as Mila Jovovich, though.
No, he's not.
How does she not get more roles in Hollywood?
Because she's not that great of an actress.
Well, that's...
isn't that pretty much just
yeah, well, there's... I mean, there's a lot of... there's a lot of actresses that don't get a lot of lines. I mean... Yeah. I mean, maybe that's why they cast her.
All she did was just jump kick fucking
zombies.
Yeah,
she just had to,
said very minimal in that movie.
Well, that's true. I guess in Fifth Element, she really doesn't have a whole lot of lines.
Yeah, she doesn't even speak functional English.
She's in Zoolander.
She is?
She's like the
angry Russian lady.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Also, that is
Mugatu's right hand, if you will.
And in Dodgeball. That's Mila Jovovich under all that makeup.
The busted, super ugly.
No
way. I don't know why
this is... Like Misha, Anita Buddha. Yeah. She's the most deadly woman on earth with a dodgeball.
And that poor guy standing by the jukebox, not suspecting a thing, just gets blasted.
Yeah. I think he's actually dead, man.
He's actually dead.
I don't know why they did that.
Shout out, Red Hat. Oh, that's some Chip Guy.
Chip
Guy's here, man. Yeah, Chip Guy's walking into the firestorm. He's been a little late on the chips lately.
Chip Guy's rolling a fucking Lexus on a side note.
He must be
slinging some chips like serious.
Well, he's slinging a lot of our chips, I know, because we've been selling boatloads.
Dude,
of chips.
Sweet and spicy chips are like my favorite thing on the planet.
Yeah. Well, not shout really, out Broderable Chip Company.
Yeah, shout out Broderable. Keep
frying those chips, man.
Yeah, keep
These
doing
chips
it up.
Apparently, are automatic,
apparently it's working out well for you guys over there.
Exotic, funky, fresh.
All right. What now?
Boop, 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 boop,
boom, boom, boom. We are way off topic. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
All right, so are we done with all? Are we done?
No, I'll say one last thing, and that is this.
Don't sniff.
Entrepreneurs?
Yeah, what's up?
Anybody with an entrepreneur mindset? Yeah. Or if you want to know what the entrepreneur mindset is, like Buddy Josh there, if you can pick up something from him. And that is everything you see around you, every business, there are people making money doing what they love that are dumber than you. Like if you think like it's true, like there are like let's
I mean that's nuts.
Seriously, there's no reason to suspect that every single person that you see that owns a business is like some fucking genius and that you can never reach their level
Doogie
of intelligence.
Houser.
There are yeah, like you will never be Doogie Howser and probably know how to be brain surgeon or you know whatever the fuck Doogie Howser did, but the point is
shameless plug. I do surgeries for $15 pop in my basement.
Yep,
doesn't matter what,
and they're totally legit.
Real mature,
real mature, guys.
Real mature guys. So, so you look at something and you go, "Hey, I want to like for him build this piece of machinery that no one else has built before." Well, that's probably a hard thing. He knows nothing about it. Well, there's two kinds of mindsets. Like, oh, I don't know how to do that. I'm not good at math, or I'm not good at whatever.
I quit.
Good idea, I'm not even going to try.
I'm not going to start it.
Or like that was the same thing for me. Like, look at the furniture. I was like, wow, furniture is fucking expensive for restaurants. I can either build it myself or not do it. Well, I guess I just won't do it. And I was like, no, I bet there's there's some really dumb people making furniture.
Yeah, but that's true.
At the very least, there's people that are dumber than I am. So that means I should conclude, therefore, ergo, that I should be able to learn how to build furniture, at least to a proficient level that it will hold up beer and people.
Let's think about this. Let's think about one of the bigger furniture companies we can think of. Go.
IKEA.
Okay, another one.
Damn it. Artman?
Lazy Boy?
Lazy Boy.
That's not named... That's not. That's named after the owner himself. He was a lazy boy. But he made it work.
Dynamite drop in there.
My only issue with
you just look so excited.
Yeah, I will. Oh, I thought of it and I was like, yes. Like,
oh, dude, it's like Lazy Boy did it.
Yeah, Lazy Boy. Yeah.
Hey, if a lazy boy can do it, you can too,
you
kids.
You can too.
Look at me, kids. I'm a fucking lazy boy.
Yeah, I'm lazy and I still make furniture. Hey, donkey.
Hey, donkey.
Hey, chicken. Everybody else wants to eat you. I just want to talk to you.
You lay eggs, I produce entourage.
We'll basically tell your mother I said hello.
Tell your mother I said hello.
I still think you should have furnished this entire place with beanbags.
Oh, yeah,
beanbags and Bob Marley posters.
Beanbags and brews.
Black lights.
Oh, black lights.
Black lights.
Oh, I don't know.
No, strobe lights.
This place gets wild sometimes. We don't need black lights.
You'll have people going into seizures if you have strobe lights.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of strobe lights, I got beef with you, Jason.
Oh.
Hold on.
What did I beef?
I know what this is, but hold on. If we have beanbag,
this is
actually
lights?
Brilliant. If we have beanbag chairs,
we'll do beef.
You
next.
Know, like if you get a beer or two in you, and you're already committed to a beanbag chair, that's
you're not moving.
Fucking hard to get out of.
Like, oh, yeah.
It is a commitment.
Yeah. You are in a beanbag.
So
it's a commitment.
If I have to struggle to like roll out and end up on the ground, and then have to get up, or order another beer.
And now you're just covered in hair because you're on the ground.
Yeah, I'll tell you what I'm gonna do 9 out of 10 times. I'm just gonna say fuck that and order another beer.
Yeah,
business model. Yeah.
Boom, business model.
You can't stop ordering if you can't get out of the chair.
Just call it. Just call it Beanbag Brewery.
Oh, BBB.
BBB by Brian.
BBB by Beanbag Brewery. Yes. I'm going to go ahead and patent that right now. Fuck all you guys.
Bathroom knockers. People who knock on the door to bathroom.
And they're like, they're super aggressive, too.
It is impossible for me to piss any faster than I already piss.
And
it's not like I go in the bathroom and, like,
distracting me.
Pinch
might actually,
it slowly.
Yeah, you might actually throw me off a little. Like, what, down. I don't know.
What are you hoping to accomplish by knocking on a locked door where on the inside someone is defecating?
Yeah.
Do you think, like, I'm just... I mean,
oh, so
reading, am I reading the fucking USA Today?
I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up.
You think I'm just going to like take a dump and then sit there for an extra half an hour?
Yeah.
Like, come on, like.
You know what? This guy's in a hurry. I'm going to stop.
Some people
stop
do that in their own homes, yes, but when you're in a public, you got to get in and out.
Well, dude, you don't just linger.
No, and you, and,
especially
and you
not at the, I mean, maybe in your place of work, but not in the, but not, fuckers, but not in the,
me,
but not in the gas station. Yeah. You barely want to put your ass on that rim, let alone, I mean,
and
most of the time you're taking a leak anyway, but like, it is impossible to go any faster. Like,
yeah, and I'm sorry.
I do not spend extra time in the bathroom.
Yeah, I don't hang out. It's not like a social gathering.
Yeah.
Like, and you know what? Fuck you for running up, knocking like a fucking cop. Yeah. Why are you running up on that place?
Cop.
Seriously, why are you running up cop knocking?
I'm a cop.
Yeah. Why are you doing that? It's not helping the situation.
Put away the weed, Bob Marley. Yeah.
Flush it, man. Flush it. Oh, man.
Beef. Well, yeah, and you know what? Those bathroom knockers, never have I once come out of the bathroom and it's been a cop. First of all, I feel like I need a tetanus shot just for walking
in
here.
Well, now there's the initial knock, right? But then are you talking about people who continuously knock after the initial knock?
No, like, just in general. Like, why would you have to knock?
If
you check
locked,
the door, the door's locked, you just fucking wait.
Yeah.
Why would you have to knock on the door?
Yeah, I'd rather have someone knock than someone jiggling my handle.
What? Well, that's how
well,
you
they're
check.
Not going to jiggle the
how
fucking
gonna,
handle.
How are they going to know the door is locked without trying to open the door?
It's a simple process. You try to open
the
door.
The look on Max's face is like, wow, I've never thought about that. Like, it was like a light bulb went off. Like, oh.
Step one, try to open the door.
Yeah.
If the door doesn't open, someone's in there peeing.
Yeah, wait.
But
and then you just have to
step
wait.
Step two, fucking wait.
A, they already heard you. They already heard you
what
try the door.
From the inside. Then you're standing out there waiting for someone to pee who's not actually peeing.
Everyone locks it from the inside. What's your point?
He's right.
I meant, what if nobody's in there? What if the door got locked?
Well, okay,
what
if you wait for an extended, locks? If you
nobody,
if you wait for an extended period of time,
that never happens.
We had it happen one time here, and we had to figure out how to open the door. We had to like pound and be like, "We're coming in if anyone's in there." Like, no one.
Well, that door oddly does get locked from time to time.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a...
Yeah, but again, I'm talking like someone who tries the handle, locked, immediately pounds on the door. It's not like they sit back and they're like, all right, this seems like a long period of time. Well, I better knock and make sure that someone's in there. Maybe they locked her accidentally and then left. No, I'm talking like the very first thing is clink.
Cop knock. Click, cop knock.
Bullshit.
Fuck them.
Fuck you guys.
Be patient.
When
bitch.
People knock, I like to
just
make
wait.
Fun, do funny voices. I go like, "Excuse me, we're just a minute." Like,
housekeeping.
Somebody in here.
Taken. That's what I Taken, motherfucker.
Occupado. I'm shitting as fast as I can.
You can't rush perfection.
That'd be a good one. Speaking of bathrooms, one more
beef. In the oven.
I got beef.
One
don't
more
you
beef.
Forget about my beef.
I will come back to your beef. All right. This is just a mini
the
beef.
Return of
mini
beef.
Return of the beef.
It's mini beef. It's already about bathrooms.
Episode 5.
So somewhere, if you're ever up in the great state of Michigan, the one beef I have in Michigan is the public rest stops. Somehow it was like they started a public rest stop. They ordered doors, and the doors that came in were like a quarter of the size that they should have been. And instead of going like, no, it's fucking wrong, send it back, they just put it on the stalls.
They're like, oh, this will be fine.
Like, literally, the doors do not cover anything. Like, they might as well just be open.
Do they lock? Do they lock?
Yeah, they lock, like a long but it doesn't lock, fucking matter like a long because lock. You walk by and you just look people in the eyes like, yep, you're dumping, yep, you're dumping. Like, literally, I'm 5'8" and I can look like head and shoulders over the top
low.
Of these.
I thought you meant like, see, that's why I was asking.
No, no.
Lock. I thought you meant like short.
No, they're low. Yeah, like when you're standing, they come up they come up to like a five.
Like short saloon doors?
Yes, they're like saloon doors. What's even the point of having them?
Yeah.
Wow.
That is.
It's some bullshit.
I would
you
hate
never,
that.
That's, oh, I
would
dude, hate that. That's like the most uncomfortable
there's nothing
rush
than
dump.
Making eye contact with somebody when you're shitting?
Oh, it's like your dog. Your dog like doesn't
I won't look at him. And he hates it if I, he won't take a shit if I'm looking at him. And I don't blame him.
Where's the place I went and ate dinner for my buddy's like reception dinner, right?
Bella Vita or something.
No. What? No, it was like in like 86 and kind of towards Zionsville. Stony something.
In Zionsville is there's a stone, not Stonebrook, but Stone something.
That sounds right. Stone something.
Stone Gate.
Is that it?
Something like that.
Super fancy.
It is,
fancy restaurant. Yeah. Anyways, their bathroom
you
stalls.
You decided to deuce it up in there?
Oh, no. Well, back in there, there's a place called the Carolina Grill.
No, it wasn't that. It was Stone something. It was a restaurant.
Oh, the name of the place was Stone something.
Yeah.
Oh, it was 86 and where?
I don't know if it was exactly 86, but it was 80. It was on Michigan.
Do you remember much of anything from
Michigan? Michigan and 80 something.
Memories.
I don't know. Regardless, their bathroom stalls were like as nice as like their doors were like as nice as my front door in my house.
Wow.
Like it shut, had all the way down to the bottom. Aww.
Is your front door nice? I kind of picture your front door being kind of shitty.
You look like a shitty front door kind of guy.
I'm still kind of waiting for the punchline. I'm like, okay, so you got a shitty front door. Okay, so what you're saying is.
I was saying the doors were really nice in the stall.
Do you know what bothers me?
You locked them like a fucking front door. There's
all right, would you just beef on me already? No, what did I do to you?
You fired me, man.
The fuck if I do? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Is that really the story?
I forget what you said.
Strobe lights.
Strobe lights is what you
fired me, man.
Oh, please. I want this. I want this saved in the annals of history so I can always go back and remember.
The annals of history?
The annals of history, yes. What?
He's making a butt joke. Anyways, I had a dream last night. And
it was all a dream.
It used to be part of a magazine. Had a dream last night where I was in the kitchen at Books and Brews Zionsville. And we're super fucking busy. And I had like a shit ton of tickets in the window. And I was just stressed and trying to crank them out as fast as possible.
Max is our new kitchen manager at the Zionsville location, in case you didn't know. So,
and I'm in there. And Jason comes back and just goes, "Hey, ukuleles tonight." I was like, "Hey, cool, man." And he goes, we're doing it in the kitchen tonight." And I was like, "What?"
It's a little awkward.
Ukuleles is my 90s hip hop.
Yes.
Cover band, yes.
And he goes,
"So 90s hip hop music in a very busy kitchen?"
Yes.
I'm with you so far.
We're doing it. And he's like, all the people, he's like, just work around us. He just kept saying, just work around us. And ukuleles is always fucking busy. So all the customers, all the employees were just in this fucking shotgun style kitchen that's just, you know, and he's playing Jump Around.
And
Simple Plan.
And I was just so fucking pissed that they decided to throw this concert in the kitchen. And someone was in the corner flipping the light switch on and off, which was the strobe. So I couldn't even see the tickets half the time. Jason's screaming jump around in my ear with like 100 patrons like jumping in there. And I finally, in my dream, I like flipped out and was just like, this is fucking stupid, Jason. Like, what the get it out of here.
This
get it out.
This cannot continue.
Why did you think this is a good idea? Fuck you. And then in the dream, after the show was over, Jason and our GM, Molly, they sat me down and said, Max, you weren't jumping around, so we're gonna have to let you go.
You weren't. It wasn't like, it's specifically because you weren't jumping around.
Yeah, it was because I wasn't.
I'm sorry, Max, you're a fucking party pooper, so you're fired. Yeah.
So, Jason
I knew you were on the clock and you were working, but come on, man.
Jason shit canned me because he decided to throw the ukulele show in the kitchen, and I was not enjoying it.
That's
I mean, he told you many times to jump around.
Yeah. And then I had to walk home in the rain in my dream, and it was terrible. So,
beef.
Got more rhymes than the Bible's got psalms.
Oh.
Just like the prodigal son, I'll return.
Oh.
Anyone step into me, you get burned.
Get burned, baby.
Because I have lyrics, but you have none.
None. You ain't got shit.
So y'all ain't got none.
So jump around.
If you come to battle, bring a shotgun.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, dude.
Because if you do, you're a fool.
You are.
Because I do to the death. Trying to step to me, take your last breath.
Oh, shit.
Damn. I got the skill. Come and get your fill. Because when I shoot the kill. I didn't say that. You say about shooting the kill?
He's reciting this like Obama does. Yeah. His like, say the yeah. addresses.
it's almost confusing me right now.
Yeah. My favorite, the last time, this last gig, what I like to do is a little summarization, a little summation, if you will, of the rap songs for those who might not understand the lyrics. So I did Regulators. And after the first verse, I was like, just in case it's not clear, Nate Dogg just killed a person. Mm-hmm. 16 and then,
in the clip and one in the hole. Yeah. Nate Dogg is about to make somebody turn cold. Drop it and yelling.
It's a tad bit late.
I mean, Nate Dogg and Warren G.
Had to. Is that true, though? It's really just Nate Dogg.
I mean, I feel like Warren G was
I feel like Nate Dogg would be shooting.
Warren G's like kicking their like bullet-riddled bodies after they're already dead.
I guess I've said it wrong. I assume Warren G would be the one killing, and I feel like Nate Dogg would just be standing in the background going like,
no.
Killing him.
No. Warren G was getting his ass kicked at that point. They're taking his rings and his Rolex.
That's right. Nate Dogg.
I mean, damn, what's next?
Yeah. Damn, what's next? Got the homie hemmed up, and they all around. Something, straight pound for pound.
Yeah. There you go.
All right. It's hard in your face.
Facial flare.
Squish.
Oh, I think a little poo came out.
Oh, all right. Point. Squish.
Shot.
I still have from the league, from Raffy from the league.
Oh, I shot it a little.
I think that was the point. So art in your face. I have been watching the league, and it's pretty fucked up, man. It's pretty dark.
I've been marathoning. Yeah. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Always Sunny.
Straight.
Yeah.
It's pretty
but
great.
I will tell you the other show
Shuvie
that I would like to talk about is Everybody Wants Some.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Wants Some too.
Ooh. What are you talking about?
It's a song called, or it's not a song, it's a Van Halen song, but the movie is called Everybody Wants Some. And it is Richard.
It's a sequel to Dazed and Confused.
Richard.
Like the
Richard Link. It's essentially this. I think they call it the sequel because it's like the same movie as Dazed and Confused, just in the 80s. And then on a college campus.
Way lamer.
It's like a college 80s version of Dazed and Confused.
Okay.
But it follows the shenanigans of a college baseball team. So right in my alley. I mentioned baseball, like so everybody drink. Yeah, everyone drink.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Everyone drink. I mentioned baseball.
In case you didn't know, Jason played baseball.
Max said it. Everyone drink.
Mm.
Damn it.
So it starts...
We're going to need beer soon at this rate.
It has everything. Like the freshmen that get shit on. The ridiculous shenanigans of the upperclassmen, the transfers that come in that are like fucking insane, crazy, starting fights in bars to essentially, what is perfect.
Where does this one take place in?
They don't say, but But I'm pretty sure. No, I'm pretty sure what they're trying to go for is Arizona State. They don't come out.
Oh, shout out Arizona State.
Their hats say like T or like TS on it.
Okay.
But they never, but there's like a pitchfork and they talk about, we're going to beat Arizona this year. Fucking A. Yeah.
Oh, U of A. Fuck you, U of A.
Yeah. So I was guessing.
Arizona State fan myself.
I'm guessing that's a rivalry.
ASU's parties are goddamn outrageous.
Dude.
Dude, I saw Tempe. Whoa. Party foul. Going to pause it. And we're back. Sorry, I spilled a beer on there. That's what happens when you talk with your hands a lot.
Yeah.
But it's okay because I needed a beer at that moment in time, so it worked out well. And you clearly needed time, man. You needed one after the fact, so you're welcome.
So yeah, everybody wants some. Go see it. It's good. Here's the thing.
It is in Redbox. Wait, I saw it yesterday.
Whoa. It is not? Or is?
It is.
Oh, it is. It is. So it's everybody wants them. The movie we were just talking about, dude.
God damn it.
No, we were just talking about like three movies, but we paused it. And
so yeah, everybody
sorry,
wants
them. Sorry, I didn't remember these. Jeez, you guys are jumping through space
God
and time.
God damn it, Brian.
In the fucking continuum, and you expect me to keep up with your time travel? Fuck you guys.
So here's the only thing I'll say going into everybody wants them.
That was overwhelming.
I was just waiting for you to finish.
Can I finish? I'm done.
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
You didn't even say thanks
you fucking
for your
fascist.
Chief of Malibu, real fucking reactionary.
Fuck you guys.
So the one thing that's really interesting to me as someone who's done at least a little bit of studying on storytelling and script writing procedures.
Coke, weed, anything we said studying.
And that is this movie is not like a three act structure movie. Like there is no plot really. There's no real setup. Like even Dazed and Confused has somewhat of a plot.
I'm just joking.
God damn you.
Sorry. Go
ahead. Seriously.
I'm just joking. Sorry, I couldn't help that time.
Terrible. You're just a bad human being.
Yes. I'm not the one who spilled the beer, bitch.
Oh.
Go ahead.
So
I'm finished.
So I guess, but Dazed and Confused definitely has a plot line of they're trying to avoid Ben Affleck and they're trying, yeah. You know, everybody has a thing. But in this, it's just basically kids show up at campus and it's baseball, you know, fall ball starting out and really just want to get drunk and chase girls. And that's like really the whole movie, start to finish. I mean, there's one baseball scene in it, but all of it is just basically just reinforcing characters. Like the guy who's really good does really good baseball things. The guy who's like a big asshole does really big asshole things. Like this is like essentially it's just a way to show you that these guys are on the field the same way they are like in real life. You know, basically just complete, you know.
Would you say that's true?
Oh yeah, definitely. I would say absolutely. Yeah.
Gonna give you just a tip.
Like a gentleman.
My tip is
put it in, bro.
Know your enemy.
Yeah, dude.
Here's what happens when you get into business.
What happened?
Everyone in general, you probably feel it in the workplace. You probably feel it.
Hold on.
Is it hold on or oh Lord? It always
hold on.
I think it's hold on.
The name of the song is literally hold on.
Oh fuck.
Who's stupid now, bitch?
I am. I'm stupid.
I am stupid.
Fuck you! You can't say that.
No, you
can't say that.
No, I stopped.
Yeah, thank you.
And I caught what I was doing as it happened, and I stopped.
I appreciate that.
Yes,
good self awareness.
Continue.
So
moving right along.
Here, what I'm trying to say is people get really, really angry. No matter what you go into, I don't care if you're an employee, if you're into business, I don't care if you work at a fast food restaurant. There's somebody who's probably talking some shit about you.
Fuck them.
Probably. out there sometimes in business, like actively trying to make you fail.
Can I say something?
Or like put you out of business.
Are you implying that haters gonna hate?
Haters gonna hate, but players
gonna play.
I'm just gonna shake.
I know what I'm gonna do.
The players gonna hate. I'm gonna do a swift. Take it off.
Oh, your facial expression was fantastic when you did that.
No, but here's what's up.
No.
Here's what's up.
What's up?
So people get all frustrated by it. Like, first of all, it's going to happen. You have to understand. Like, it's going to happen. You're going to have a coworker who doesn't like you. You're if you have a boss, if you're a boss, you're going to have employees that don't like you.
Man,
if,
fuck the boss, man. Yes. Suit motherfucker.
Man with the tie, bro.
Man. Nice tie, boss.
Trying to harsh my mellow, Buzz Killington.
Right?
Dick.
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 Oh,
man.
It's such a bummer.
It's harsh in my mellow.
I'm trying to chill to me, man.
That
was good. That was perfect.
So but specifically, like, oh man, I was listening to our buddy. We're talking about our buddy Josh podcast. He was talking about how I can't remember what he mentioned. He said like there was some hardware chain that whenever other hardware stores would move into town, they would send them like black roses. Like it was like a very like
fucking hate.
It was like, oh yeah, it was so God, like dude. Outwardly, hey, we're gonna put you out of business.
You're
like,
die,
fuck
bitch.
You. It was very, it's like fucking mafia shit.
Damn, no shit.
Yeah, no, right?
Do you know the hardware industry was so gone out?
Fucking cutthroat. Fucking cutthroat.
So you black roses and a fucking machete. Right?
So it's nice. It's nice to be in an industry in general, like brewing, which is pretty cooperative.
Yes.
But even there, like there's people, there's fucking haters in this business too, like there isn't any business. People that see you and think, you know, either A, openly root for your failure, or B, you know, like actively go out there and try to.
Root? Is that have we experienced that here?
Well, I mean, sure we well, yeah, I'm
do you
sure,
ever look on Untapped?
Sure we have. Nope. Yeah, yeah.
Don't
really.
So and like once every couple of months, for some reason, something sucks me in. And I'm like, oh, I'm just gonna look at one beer, and then I end up scrolling through a whole list. And it doesn't matter. You'll have like 20 people that are like, awesome, awesome. And you're like, yeah, I feel good about myself. And then that one
that
fucking
one
guy.
Guy that's like, this beer tastes like
one
dick.
Guy. Oh, I ordered the Berliner Weiss and it tastes tart and sour. I don't
no
know
shit.
What they're doing.
Yeah,
like,
no
and
shit.
And it's always the ones that, like, for whatever reason, but yeah, it's the ones that, especially like, usually I could read it and be like, oh, they don't know what they're talking about. Huh, funny. And then you're like, no, fuck you, raw. And it ruins your day,
yeah.
Your whole day.
Damn. No, but this is what I'm trying to say, though, is.
What did you try
it
to say?
It's really easy to let it ruin. Let me talk to you. Let me talk to you right,
hey,
right for a minute.
Me.
Let me talk to you right for a minute.
But just a hot minute.
I know. Jesus. Open Jammers got to fucking lock it up, dude. I love our Open Jammers here. You guys are awesome.
I don't understand what this guy's got going on.
Check the feedback.
The speaker is directly behind him.
Yeah, I know. That's part of the reason you get feedback.
I don't understand the continue.
Anyway. All right. And that is this. So, okay. So you're going to have dudes hating on you. It's going to happen. Other business owners. Your own employees. Your other people. But like... A, you have to understand, I mean, okay, a couple of things. Number one, some of the best advice that I ever had in my life, one of my high school teachers, right when I graduated, I never forget, he when he was like, hey, good luck in college, he was like, hey, I only have one piece of advice for you. Remember this, there's a lot of people out there that are going to shake your hand and try to piss on your leg at the same time, and you just got to watch out for those people.
Oh,
and like,
truth.
That is like...
That's a dick move right
that
there.
That is a... That's like the perfect fucking advice. Like, yeah, there's a lot of people like to your face, and business is. I think business is like a place like ripe for this sort of.
Don't be smiling at me with your mouth while you're frowning at me with your heart.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
They're gonna say something else.
Yeah, yeah. But so what? But here's the thing: is that A, identifying those people,
yep.
And knowing, hey, there are people out there that are negative. Identify those people. And then
and execute
them instead of
fire
no
squad.
No man instead of letting that
oh,
shit
dude
and let instead of letting that shit get you down, you have to realize
be
that a lot of times, but a lot of times like that negativity, you can use it for a motivational fuel. Like
dude.
You can use it positive.
Block the bad.
It can help
the
you.
Good.
It can help you.
Block the bad.
Yeah, you block bad. You harness,
you harness
good.
The good.
And like if you Psycho. If you do it if you do it right, I mean you won't. There's a reason why. You know,
dude,
in a pocket
like
of positive
light. You take that energy
yeah,
and you...
No, nothing like that movie. That movie was fucking
you wield it
shit.
Against...
The show is amazing.
Oh, the show was good. M. Night
let
Shyamalan
me tell you. Okay.
M. Night
the movie
Shyamalan
was like the most upsetting thing I've ever
I have a quick. I have a quick side note about that movie that's fucking hilarious. So I was coaching summer collegiate baseball during the summer that came out. And we were on some... Oh, baseball. Yeah, baseball. Everyone drink.
God damn it. Mm.
And when that movie came out, so we had a minute where... Every pitcher, like, they're lined up after one game being like, hey, coach, my arm hurts. I'm going home. Hey, coach, my arm hurts. I'm going home. Like, I lost,
you,
like...
Oh, you should have just totally just all right, bitch.
I lost, like, three or four pitchers that just went home for the summer because their arm wasn't feeling good. So, at that level, like, there aren't guys, like, just sitting around looking to pitch. Like, most
that's
of the like guys...
A, that's like a fucking kicker saying my leg hurts.
Well, no. Like, guys actually have legitimate arm injuries, but, like... But no, they don't. Fuck them. No. Your arm should never hurt.
No. Go ahead.
But so we ended up picking up this kid who was a troubled young man. Let's just put it that way. The reason he was not pitching anywhere was that he had some issues. And he immediately did not blend in well with our dudes.
Is he the one that paid you guys in dimes or whatever?
No, that's a different story. That dude's a fucking asshole, yeah. But no, so I didn't think he was a real bad dude, but he just was a troubled young man. Let's just say that. He was probably dealing drugs or something.
In your room.
No, that's another story.
That story cracks me up.
That guy's still pitching in the big leagues.
Really?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Off the record, you're going to tell me the name.
I will tell you, yeah.
That shit's hilarious.
It's a funny story.
This
is a funny story, too. Okay, so this league, which was terrible, instead of having like multiple... usually you go on a road trip and you stay there for a while and you have a bunch of games you play at one place. Mm-hmm. This league, like, we were traveling every day for like 5 straight days to different towns. Well, we would get there and we have time to kill. You don't have to be at the ballpark until like 4 or 5. So you get into town like 11. There's nothing to do with all these like 18 to 21-year-olds.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, let's go see a movie, kill some time. So we were like, we'd seen everything that was in the theater that week. And there's only like one thing left during the time we were there. And it was the last fucking Airbender. And the movie was horseshit, but that's not even like really hard to get through. But that's not even the funny part of the story. So we get off the bus and we go in the movie theater. And after like 45 minutes into this movie, I get these like panicked text messages. This dude, who everyone disliked, had fallen asleep on the bus, and we're in fucking Hannibal, Missouri, in August. And it's like 100 fucking degrees outside. He fell asleep on the bus and nobody woke him up to go into the movie.
God.
And the bus driver locked the fucking bus and there's no way. And he couldn't figure out how to get out of it. And he was like, someone come get me the fuck out of this bus. Like, I'm
freaking out, man.
Motherfuckers locked me in here. Like, he's just like, he's so pissed off. We locked him in the bus. And he was asleep in there as the bus is like, it had to have been like 130 degrees in there while he was like
just baking.
He wakes up and then he ended up getting kicked off the team a week later because he was getting
locked somebody else on the bus.
Well, he was having a good game. He's one of those guys, like, once he started to lose it, the other team started razzing him and he more and more and he came to take him out of the game. And as soon as he handed the ball to me, I guess behind my back when I didn't even see it, he turned around and he goes, "Fuck you, motherfuckers!" with like a double middle finger to the other dugout.
Straight Kenny Powers style.
In front of a full house of people, like packed stands, like double middle fingers at the top of his lungs, "Fuck you, motherfuckers." And like the owner was waiting for me in the dugout being like, "Yeah, like tell him to go home right now." Like he's off, like immediately gone.
He's not even getting on the bus.
I'm like, "Well, that's great. My backup catcher's now warming up to pitch the last of the game now because I have nobody else to pitch."
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's fucking funny. So anyway,
he powers them.
He did, dude. All that was besides the point. The point is you got to use your enemies as fuel, because they will get in your way. There's a lot of people that want to get in your way, baseball. You guys go ahead. I'm going to talk about baseball for a second.
I call them speed bumps.
Yeah, baseball. Here's the thing: you got to know who's on your team. You got to know you got to know your enemy.
Technically, your backup could be plotting against you to take your fucking spot.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. Here's what's really difficult, especially in college baseball, and this is why, tie it back in, you should go see this
movie.
A League of Their Own?
Movie.
Yes.
No.
Tom Hanks.
Everybody Wants Some. So the perfect... God, everybody Wants Some. Brought it all the way back. Like, there's a scene, the main character is a freshman pitcher, and he walks in. The only unrealistic part about this, just an easier plot device for them, was to make it so all the baseball players had to stay in two houses, even the freshmen, which of course would never happen. The freshmen have to stay in dorms and whatever. Yeah. So all the baseball players are staying together, even the freshmen.
Matthew McConaughey.
And this guy he's not. So the freshman pitcher shows up, and the first guy he meets is the best player, the All American stud, and he's like, "What position do you play?" He's like, "I'm a pitcher." And he's just like, "Well, listen, we're not going to be fucking friends. Like, I'm not friends with pitchers. I don't know if I have to face you in pro ball someday. I don't want to feel bad when I beat you." That's the initial.
Damn.
You.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, wow. It's
hey, man, what's up? Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you.
It's like so accurate. It's almost painful. Violently competitive, blatant, the scene is. Yeah. And dickish. But How was I tying that in? What was I talking about? Just no. The oh, no.
League of their own.
No, so, but in college baseball, here's the thing is like, you're around each other way too fucking much.
Yeah.
Like, way too much. So think about the guys that you're with at work. Okay. Now you have to, after work, like, go and shower in front of each other for 300 straight days. You know, so like all the shenanigans, you're all tired. You all you hate half the guys.
Dude, it's like
you're all 20 and weird anyway. And then you all go eat dinner together. Then you all go study together. In the morning, you go to class together, and then practice, and then naked together again, and then back to like.
It's like what we saw earlier with the towel slapping on the ladder.
Yeah,
that was weird. Continue.
So
yeah.
So anyway, the point is, it's you're around each other way too much.
Overload dude fest.
And not only that, but only, like, let's say, okay, you got four or five catchers. Only one of you can play per game. So there's this weird, constant struggle between you're my friend, but also taking my spot.
Yeah.
So it's like.
I'm going against you.
So, there's this very real struggle. And then growing.
Frenemy.
Like, trying to, like, grow up and be, like, you know, coming of age, sort of, you know, like, on top of that. And you have this real struggle inside you that if you're sitting on the bench, you're like, want to cheer for your teammate because he's your fucking teammate. And you want your team to win, but at the same time, when he fails, you're kind of like, I might start next game.
Like a personal
game.
Internal cheer.
It is. It's
like, still makes you feel bad, but you're like.
It is. It's hard, man. It's hard. So anyway, I'm tying that into.
It's a mind fuck is what
it is. I'm tying that into, you got to know who's on your team. You know what I mean? In this game, like in brewery industry, we're all on the same team, but there are still dudes. Maybe they're on the bench behind you that are kind of hoping you fail.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're like, yeah, great. But I kind of would, I would silently celebrate if you went under.
But your job sounds kind of good.
Yeah, exactly.
Your silent sounds going to get behind my name.
I would kind of like all that business you have over there.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, there are dudes that are doing that. And you have to understand that that's going to happen. And that negative energy, you can use it as a motivational force. Because I'd say, I mean, you know, as a business owner, you're only most entrepreneurs are going to be motivated, right? But it doesn't hurt to have some outside motivation.
Yeah.
And if there's nothing, I'm guessing most people who get into business feel this way. But you know, the best entrepreneurs, I think, are the people that like the best motivation for me. Is somebody telling me like I can't do something?
Oh yeah.
Like if you know, and like my wife is a classic example. My wife was an all-American gymnast, you know, like conference champion, just like such a badass at everything. And she is very much the kind of person that if you go to, like if you know it ahead of time and you want something to happen, like something's dirty in the house, and be like, here, let me get that, because there's no way that you're going to be able to clean that by yourself.
Oh,
I guarantee that thing is going to be fucking sparkling
spotless.
Clean.
And in your mind, you're like, I could have worked on that for 12 hours and not gotten anywhere near that clean.
You can totally use that to your advantage.
She did that shit in six.
You can totally use that to your advantage. But that's what, and that's, anyway, in this movie, you see some of that too, like, and that's kind of, like, people with sports backgrounds, but there's a lot of people who don't have sports backgrounds that feel the same way. And that is, so there's one point in the movie where the guys sitting in the house, they just can't do anything but compete. So they're so bored that they're just going to sit down and play knuckles where they just biff each other in the knuckles until someone says uncle, you know? And there's one guy.
Testosterone.
And like one guy who just like won't give up even though his knuckles fucking swollen and gross and ridiculous.
Yep. Been there, done that.
And so, And so anyway, it's just like this constant. In that movie, and I think that is it's good if you use it in a healthy way. I mean, obviously, you don't want to be an unhealthy competitor where you're so caught up in winning that it makes you do negative things to get there. But the point is that if you can consciously do it, if you can consciously go like, I'm going to let these people who are doubting me drive me in a positive way. It's not because there are ways to do it in an unhealthy way. Like I saw it with a lot of guys. That would be so caught up either in hating the coaches or hating a teammate that even when they got success, like they were still miserable people. Like there was no end to it.
Yeah, it's like enjoy it. Yeah.
It's almost like my whole life was built around shoving this in your face, and now that I actually have, I don't really have anything left to like fucking live for. Right. So you have to take. You can't get too caught up in it. But the whole point is like. Hey, pay attention to those people because having that knowledge and being aware of, hey, there's people, it doesn't mean you have to be mean to people, but knowing, hey, there's people out there that are trying to shake your hand and piss on your leg at the same time. The people who are, who, who are happy for you, but kind of secretly rooting for you to fail. Mm-hmm. And then, but at the flip side, you know, you also have to be humble enough that if you are the guy on the bench, like if you are trying to get that, let's say, starter spot, I'm using, obviously, mixing my metaphors here, but you want to be a bigger business, you want to grow, you know, the people above you, a lot of times, if they succeed, you succeed too.
Yeah.
You know, so you can't be a dick about it and like hope for failure. And not like, only that, but that's
time,
fucking bad karma too, man. Like,
time,
I'm not.
Like, they've been through shit. Or like even like somewhat paved the way, or been through shit that you can probably learn from, and so you can be a dick about it, or be cool.
Be cool. Just be cool,
hey,
man.
Be cool, man.
Love makes shit grow,
Love makes shit grow, bro. I had to change it on my board. Yeah. The stuff. And Max saw it and he goes, dude, it doesn't have the same ring. I was like, I know, but
Jesus. Yes. Yeah, our open jammers are struggling with the feedback right now. Yeah. I don't think the podcast can probably hear it, so it's probably all right. Yeah.
Bobcat?
So, yeah, man.
No, you're running me. Did we cover topics? Did we forget anything?
Oh, my gosh, guys. All right, we're going to have to wrap this up. I have to go help out the open jammers
wrap
here.
Wrap it up, yo.
Wrap it up, yo.
All right. Well.
Well, hey, it's been a thank you to myself. I never introduced. My name is Jason. Okay. I am the funky boss. I am MC Pickles. I am the doctor. And I'd like to thank myself.
Thank you.
I also thank Brian.
Hey, I'm the prophecy. I'm the professor. I'm the
motherfucking moral compass.
The moral compass.
Not anymore.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I think I lost that title.
You're the something compass.
I'm the something
you're the
fucking
you're
compass.
The shitty compass.
Yeah, I will lead you astray every time, bitch.
You're the occasionally moral compass.
Yeah. I might derail. Yeah, go ahead.
Mixed Master Balls from Cleveland, Ohio. We call him Max. Thank you, Max.
Yeah.
Murder crazy legs, murder shoes.
Crazy legs.
Before we
murder
go,
shoes,
the
shoes.
Catch of the day.
Oh, Max's catch. Oh, you want to talk about Max's catch of the day?
Oh, I've heard.
It sold like, we sold like 15 fucking baskets of it in 2 hours.
Oh, so, what? So Max's catch of the day, Max decided, or not Max, Max and Carl were super into it, but you guys really wanted to do it. Fish sticks. So just like straight literally from the supermarket, frozen fish sticks. So we call it Max's catch of the day. And next week I want you because I'm pretty sure you could probably upsell people. We're gonna do the Admiral platter.
Oh, we were trying.
Oh,
were you? Yeah. So it's just a double. It's just a double version. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dude,
so you get 12 fish sticks.
Do you like fish sticks?
Do you like fish sticks?
So if you come, to Zionsville Fridays starting at 6,
you can get
Max's catch of the day.
Yes, the captain.
Upgrade to the Admiral platter.
This motherfucker is outslaving all morning
fresh
catching
every
fish
morning from Gordon.
Honest, he's got
sticks.
A shrimp boat.
Food sticks, fish sticks.
Fish sticks, yeah. Shrimp boat captain.
Yes, I've seen him. Uh-huh. I've been on it. I've seen.
I'm the motherfucking Forrest Gump. I'm the Bubba Gump of fish sticks.
Right?
Fry them. Pretty much just fry them.
Fry them. We might, if you're lucky, you might fry them.
We don't have an oven, so pretty much just fry them.
Fried fish sticks and fried fish sticks. Yeah. If we had an oven, I guess we could bake the fish sticks, but not supposed to microwave.
We don't, so we're going to fry them.
On the package, but you can fry them.
You can put them in the cheese melter.
That'd take a long time.
That translates to an oven.
27 hours later, they're halfway done.
All right, let's take it out of here. Thank you, fellas.
Thank you.
Another great podcast. No, we're supposed to. No, we're supposed to do the whole thing.
Oh. Boom. 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 Boom.
I don't know where the stop button is.